1-800-GO-BIBLE-TODAY. Please leave your contact information for the staff to reach out to you. That's 1-800-GO-BIBLE for Conservative Theological University. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Thank you so much for joining us today, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about what I consider to be a very, very serious, grave subject. And that subject is, should Dr. Anthony Fauci be put in prison for crimes against humanity? It is as a result of his recommendation. It is as a result of his standing before the world and giving the COVID update almost on a daily basis. In fact, for months, it was on a daily basis, where Sir Anthony Fauci became the reporter for the Grim Reaper, giving the grim outlook, basically saying that if Americans did not shut the system down, if Americans did not social distance at least 6 feet, in fact, even before that, there was the total lockdown, that in some cities, with idiot governors like Gavin Newsom, that would lock people up if you got out of your home. In fact, he was having arrested some that would go walking on the beach simply because they could get the COVID wafting through the air from the ocean waves, and they had to be locked up. Churches were shut down. Churches were forced to lock down. Pastors were ticketed, charged, and in one case, put in jail as a result of not locking the church down. All on the premise, all on the recommendation, all on the statement by the Grim Reaper, Sir Anthony Fauci, that claimed to be Mr. Science, and said that if you didn't agree with him, you were disagreeing with science. Ladies and gentlemen, he was talking about wearing two masks, 3 masks, even 4. Some would get the shields, the plastic shields, and put on over the mask. Ladies and gentlemen, we should question him. We should ask the question, should he be charged? Should he be guilty? In fact, not only Sir Anthony Fauci, the head of the NIH, but also the CDC and the FDA, all agreed with Dr. Fauci that our nation faced total extermination unless everyone lined up to voluntarily take the COVID death jab. The CDC developed a COVID treatment plan, and in that it included the deadly ventilators and remdesivir that attacked the heart, lungs, and the liver and killed the patient. And yet the COVID death jab was purportedly 97.5% efficacious if you'd simply take it. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a whole sheaf of articles on my desk before me today that say that that was an absolute lie, that it did not in any way, shape, form, or fashion prevent COVID. In fact, I'll read you the portion of the article again before we take our callers. You belong in prison. That's the headline. Hearing goes off the rails when Marjorie Taylor Greene refuses to call Fauci a doctor. Let me read you the first paragraph once again. Fauci, who was formerly director of the NIH, testified to the House Oversight Committee on Monday. Green, that's Marjorie Taylor Greene, Representative Greene, refused to call Fauci a doctor, instead referring to him as Mr., saying he does not deserve the title and that he should be in prison, with members objecting to her choice of words. Mr. Fauci, you're quoted on CBS Face the Nation saying, it's easy to criticize, but they're really criticizing science because I represent science. Do you, Mr. Fauci, represent science? Fauci declined to give an answer of yes or no, leading to the clash as Marjorie Taylor Greene continued the questions. And then we had the representative that is also a medical doctor, Rich McCormick. Representative Dr. McCormick told Fauci, you said in an interview that you gave as part of your audiobook written by Michael Spector that you believed that institutions should make it hard for people to live their lives so that they would feel pressured to get the vaccination. And he went on to play. He went on that he, speaking of that representative, Dr. Rich McCormick, had played for the hearing committee to hear Fauci's own words, where Fauci himself made the statement that if you would make it difficult, let's see if I can find it. The doctor goes on to talk about his medical license was threatened, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But he goes on to talk about in the article that was written about the hearing, and I listened to the hearing, and it was fascinating to listen to and to follow what they were saying. But Dr. Fauci, Sir Anthony Fauci, said, if you make it difficult to get a job, if you make it difficult to fly anyplace, if you make it difficult or impossible to go into a store and buy something, if you make it difficult or impossible for them to get medical treatment or go to a hospital, you're going to force them to put aside their ideological bent. Of course, he had some profanities in there. Here's the statement, reading verbatim, the answer to the question that was stated by the doctor. Institutions should make it hard for people to live their lives so that they feel pressure to get the vaccination. Could we run the audio clip on that, please? The answer was here. I know federal officials don't like to use the term. Once people feel empowered and protected legally, you're going to have schools and universities and colleges are going to say, you want to come to this college, buddy? Then you got to get vaccinated, lady. You're going to get vaccinated. Big corporations like Amazon and Facebook and all those others are going to say, you want to work for us? You got to get vaccinated. And it's been proven, this is Anthony Fauci's statement, it's been proven that when you make it difficult to people to live their lives, they lose their ideological blank, 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 and they get vaccinated, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the mindset behind the push. You would think that the push was based on our health. You would think that the push to get vaccinated, to wear a shield, or to wear a mask, or to be 6 foot separated, et cetera, or to lock down and destroy your business, destroy your, you would think that that is something that is promulgated on the general public to force the public to do something to protect their own health. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, the government has no authority to force anything in my body or your body on the premise, on the guise of protecting our health. It's fallacious, it's phony, it's false, it's unconstitutional, it's unholy, it's ungodly, it's unbiblical, and we should say, as the three Hebrew young men said, God's going to deliver us. But if he doesn't, that's all right too. I'm not going to bow to your gods. That was the answer. Daniel chapter 3, verse 17 and following. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe it's time we take that kind of stand. I believe Ann is on the line. Ann, go ahead with the question or comment, please.
Well, my comment is I think we should refer to Fauci as the mad scientist. And I think the perfect punishment for him is to put him in prison, and all those little experiments he did on those poor beagle puppies, they need to be done on Mr. Fauci.
Absolutely. I agree with that. Let him try some of his own medicine, as the old cliche goes. I believe it's time that there be not retribution, but there ought to be something that would be on a factual basis of going back to charging a person with crimes against humanity, of which I believe he is guilty, guilty, guilty of doing. And I believe it's time that we recognize that as conservatives, as Christians, as patriots, and that we are willing to make a decision even now that God is going to protect us, and if he doesn't, we still will not bow or bend. And as the three Hebrew young lads, they were thrown in the furnace, but they didn't burn. And I am thankful that we have the Word of God as the authoritative source to go to give us confidence and hope in what God can do and not what man can do. But listen, And the major thing that I'm concerned about is seeing people that still wearing the mask, going back to donning the mask and putting it on, wearing it out in the open when they're pedaling their bicycles, et cetera, et cetera. I'm concerned when there's not an official mandate from hospitals and from doctors and medical institutions, but yet, as our previous caller talked about, being in a hospital setting even today and seeing a television screen that's got the runner at the bottom says, put your mask on. I'm concerned when we see the creeping attempt to get back into causing the people to bow and to bend to the mandates of the federal government. And for our listeners, I've got a fistful of articles. Let me just read some headlines. AstraZeneca is withdrawing its vaccine globally after admitting that it causes potentially deadly blood clots in the recipient. Another article headline, risk for getting COVID rises for every COVID shot taken. Headline, essentially it's murder. The top cancer doctor condemns COVID shots and calls it murder. Another headline, people like me. Chris Cuomo is now admitting that the vaccines injured millions, including himself, end quote. And these are massive, definitive articles, and yet Anthony Fauci, saying that that was needful and necessary, now he's shrinking back from his lies, trying to obfuscate the truth, and trying to somehow, some way, well, you didn't know the context. That was not in the what I meant. That's not what I said. But the proof's in the pudding. It is what he said. It is what he did. And as a result of that, had, for a brief period of time, President Trump bulldozed over and believing that somehow, some way, Anthony Fauci was correct. Finally, it was Donald Trump that cast Anthony Fauci aside and called him a foolish person, called him a deceitful man, refused to listen to him any further. So, Ann, I believe it's time that as Christians, conservatives, and patriots, we recognize from history past what is on the horizon for history future, lest we learn from history. Thank you so much for your call. God bless you. I believe we have another caller on the line. Go with your question or comment, please. Hello, hello, you there?
Hello, Dr. Youngblood?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this is Raymond Johnson. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. I couldn't help but to call in. I'm listening while I'm having some lunch, and I just wanted to say I completely agree that the death penalty would be what is needed. It was Sir Dr. Anthony, I don't want to call him doctor either, Sir Fauci here, at a minimum life in prison. I mean, this is the biggest, I guess he would be at the top. The guy has committed mass genocide and the pure human destruction that you've already been discussing. So I completely agree. Now, your last caller did have a good idea, too. Maybe before the death penalty, he should be subject to some of his own tests and things of that nature. But I wanted to say I'm totally shocked, actually, that what he said yesterday. I'm surprised he's actually admitting it, and I think we need to pause and think, well, if he's admitting it now, it makes me wonder, well, maybe they've changed their plan. You know, maybe it'll be something a little different. I'm just an idea. I'm not saying it is, but because we all expect round two. So maybe they're going to change their plan. Is it going to be a Russian EMP? Is it what is the next thing? So I don't know. I'm just curious of
yes,
that.
I,
you know,
I am Raymond. Listen, let me just touch on that, and I believe it deserves a little deeper dive. I believe that he is able to, and he didn't admit to all of it. In fact, talking about the origin of COVID, he still wanted to tiptoe around that because we know the origin was in the Wuhan, China virology lab. We know that it was done by taxpayer dollars. We know that the gain-of-function research was paid for by taxpayer dollars, transferred from American universities and laboratories to Wuhan, China. We know that took place. He wanted to deny that, even tiptoe around it in his interview this week, saying that, well, it could have been. He never said that it was. And that's an absolute lie. But one of the things that I see taking place is that we're seeing the stage being set for future mandates. But listen, part of it, COVID, Raymond, the reason he could admit some of these things about COVID and his lies is because he's no longer working for NIH. He is now retired.
Well,
and on his
right.
basis of being a regular citizen, he thinks that he has some shield of protection against any prosecutorial efforts by the House of Representatives and or any governmental agency. He thinks he's shielded by that, but yet he's still
right.
in his retirement. The average public's not aware of this. It's as his retirement. He's still drawing over $400,000 a year retirement pay.
And has Secret Service, according to Tucker Carlson.
Yes.
And Secret
during
Service.
During his 50 years of, quote, service to America for the NIH, he stole ideas from his position and filed patents on a number of things. In fact, I understand about 100 different things he and his proteges have filed patents on that he has no right mm-hmm. to. Those rights need to be taken away, need to be canceled, so that he cannot continue to make millions of dollars off the death, the disease, the dying, and the events that took place as a result of his, quote, leadership from the NIH telling us what we should do, what we should not do. I think that the proof is in the pudding. In fact, I'm looking at a headline, Raymond. Senator Rand Paul says he has a smoking gun tying the federal agency of NIH and Fauci to the research plan to create the COVID virus. So mm-hmm. Fauci is responsible for giving us COVID. Not just the lie
Absolutely.
About to protect us from it, not just the lie about whether we should be vaccinated or not, not just the, and by the way, he got paid handsomely from the from Big Pharma to push Big Pharma's worthless COVID shots, worthless from the standpoint it does not prevent the pathogen, does not prevent death and dying, but in fact enhances the potentiality of dying as a result of
Absolutely.
Taking the COVID vaccination. And so here is Rand Paul when he says, Senator Rand Paul says the whistleblower information ties the National Institute of Allergies and Infectious Diseases to and its grant proposal that sought to experiment in China with COVID-19 microbes. We found out about the first from Brave Marine who reported that the research was granted, and that proposal back in 2018 would have allowed Wuhan China Institute to create a virus that is now called COVID-19, end quote. So, Raymond?
I believe that
it's something that should be taken seriously. I think that it's not something we need to look at just nonchalantly and say, we'll let the politicians handle it. No, there needs to be an uprising from the average Joe, the average individual, the average mom and dad, the average man and woman in America, especially from conservatives, Christians, and patriots, says we will not bow. We will not bend.
That's right.
We will not put a mask on. We will not put a needle in our arms with some perhaps deadly material that will take our lives or injure us for life. I think
that's
that
right.
time we understand the truth and hear the truth is finally coming out.
That's right.
Raymond?
I would like to encourage one last thing. I just want to say this before I hop off. Let me encourage your listeners. Man, take this video clip. I haven't found video clip that I haven't had time to look it up yet, but I've been hearing all the reports. So let's go find the video. Let's of yesterday's testimony. You go back to every person that was a Sir Fauci follower, deceived by this mess, and you show them that straight from the horse's mouth that we wasn't conspiracy theorists. We were biblical prophets. We told you so. And everything keeps coming out to prove that. So you can't get no better straight from the horse's mouth. So their Lord and Savior, Sir Fauci, admitted that he lied to them.
Absolutely. And I believe that it's worth, as you said, searching for it. I've watched the videos. I've watched the testimonials. I've searched in some of the testimonials. It was difficult to find in print, but I like to have something in print before me. So not only did I watch mm-hmm. the testimonials, I searched online and finally found some of the testimonials that were almost buried overnight by the social media platforms and others, but it's there. And so I would commend that to any listener, as you said. But the CDC developed a COVID treatment plan that was as a result of NIH, CDC, and the FDA working in collusion with the big pharmaceutical outfits to pay the doctors handsomely to basically mm-hmm. cause a person to be put in as a patient for COVID, claiming it's COVID, when many times it was just a common cold that has the same response to the COVID test kit as COVID would have. It was not almost inseparable from the standpoint of the COVID testing, and yet they put thousands upon thousands in the hospital and kept them with the intubated them, kept them with the ventilator stabbed down the throat until it killed them. And I'm very passionate about it because I know what took place. I know what millions have faced with. And it's time that we say no to any increase on the fear and the fright of forcing the public to look at what the federal government says. Federal government has no business telling us what medicine ought to be given by our doctors, our physicians. Physicians ought to have integrity enough not to be paid to lie to the patients to stab a needle in their arms with something that they have no idea it's going to kill them. In fact, I'm amazed. I'm amazed. And Raymond, most of our listeners may not know, the House and the Senate were not required to take the COVID vaccination. But we, the
and
people,
everybody else was.
That's right. We, the people, were supposed to bow and bend and take the COVID vaccination. I'm looking at a headline. Cardiologists now say COVID jab causes young gals to have heart maladies. And it goes on and on and on. Another headline. Mm-hmm. CDC now admits that COVID shots killed 500,000 children and young adults in a 6 months period of time in America. End quote. So, Raymond, thank you so much for your call. We just need to keep praying, asking God to give us wisdom as we face what could be a wave of the future with what we're looking at in the past. Thank you so much for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Should Anthony Fauci be put in prison? Should he go through trials to find him guilty, as he is now admitting partially? Should he be found guilty? Should he be executed for his crimes? Should he be placed in prison for the rest of his natural life? I believe that is the case. I read a headline again. Essentially, it's called murder. Top expert condemns COVID shots and calls it murder. I believe we have Lisa on the line. Lisa, go over to question and comment, please.
Hey, Dr. Youngblood. Yes, he absolutely should go to prison. So I think we would do better by asking when is he going to go to prison? Because they will do another trial and pin it on President Trump and make it all go away. So if they could, before they do that, we need to take Anthony Fauci to task. And when is that going to happen?
I agree with that fully. I think that it needs to be done. I think we need to, and I'm prayerful that under a new presidential administration, a new Department of Justice, a new head of the FBI, that these things will be revisited and that we'll have some redress for the crime that's been committed against humanity. And again, I go back, Lisa, millions of people lost loved ones. Millions of people lost every dime they had. Millions of people lost their business, lost their homes. Millions of people lost everything as a result of the pandemic that forced the lockdown. And Sir Anthony Fauci was the causative factor that bought and paid for with taxpayer money the research that developed out of research that was done, there's the term for it, the gain-of-function research that gave us COVID-19. It was designed to be aerosol to see how quickly it could be transmitted through just the aerosol effect. That's what they created. And it was Sir Anthony Fauci that is the chief huncho, if you want to use that term, that sat at the helm of seeing that was developed. Now he wants to separate himself from it. Now he wants to say that he still does not say absolutely that it was out of the Wuhan, China lab. So, Lisa, we need to recognize the past and develop what we're going to have as a protocol for the future rather than simply bowing and bending and saying yes, sir, to the federal government or any governmental agency that wants to mandate what our health ought to be like. You're about to say
exactly
something.
And if we do not take swift action, they will do it again. Like everybody is noticing, they are programming it to happen again.
Absolutely. Lisa, thank you so much for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. I'm looking at a headline, ladies and gentlemen. Mega media begins warning public of soaring cancer rate among the vaxxed. American media outlets have finally begun warning the public about the links between COVID mRNA vaccines and the spike in deadly cancers since the injections were rolled out in 2021. Dr. Perry Corey, President and Chief Medical Officer of the FLCCC Alliance, and Mary Beth Pfeiffer, an investigative journalist, highlights the link between mRNA shots and cancer. He states that we're facing an emerging toll of illness and death in young people across the nation. We cannot shrink back from asking what caused it. The authors note that the provisional data from CDC shows a spike in rapidly developing cancers and deaths among the ages of 15 to 44 years of age in the past 3 years only. Deaths from colorectal cancer and uterine cancer have risen most significantly. The rising number of cancer deaths also contributed to the deaths in the United States of America and around the world. Another headline, assessment of the risk of sudden cardiac death among adolescents and young adults after receiving the COVID-19 vaccine. The article goes on to state, our cases of myocarditis and COVID-19 vaccinations, particularly among young males, vaccine recipients, were reported in the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. And the Adverse Reporting System from CDC, ladies and gentlemen, they've just, out of several FOIA requests, they've just gotten to the depth of it. And I think just a portion of it has been unveiled. It's like peeling an onion. The deeper you go, the more onion you find. And I think that's what we're going to find in the next few months, the next few years, in relationship to what Sir Anthony Fauci is actually guilty of and how he ought to be tried and convicted. Looking at a headline, former CDC director said, they all lied to us and must come clean on COVID vaccine cover-up. The former director said that they all lied to us and must come clean. The ongoing debate over COVID-19 pandemic has taken a dramatic turn with recent revelations from Robert Redfield, the former director of the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Redfield has openly stated that health officials must come clean about the harm that's caused by COVID-19 vaccine in healthy individuals. This admission has sparked a wave of backlash and raised serious questions about the transparency and the honesty of public health messaging throughout the pandemic and in America. Another headline, the CDC confirmed that thousands have died suddenly as a result of COVID-19 vaccination. Another headline, researcher blames explosion of cancer cases among young people as an accelerated aging based on COVID-19 vaccinations. Ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line I need to say is this. We need to go back to depending on God. As Christians, as conservatives, as patriots, we need to go back in Daniel, the third chapter, there's not but 30 verses in that chapter, but in verses 17 and following, the king is interrogating the three young Jewish boys that refuse to bow to the false God image. And they said, our God's going to protect us. But if he doesn't, we still will not bow to what you're commanding that we do, O king. And I believe it's time as Christians we say that to the world system, and especially to what is very rapidly going to take place in America with the false, phony pandemic that they're planning for us that will effectuate change in what will normally take place for an election. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on Let's Face the Issues today. Looking forward to meeting you once again as we face the issues. Let's
Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.
For centuries, a cord with a lead weight on one end called a plumb line has been used to determine if something is straight and true. For centuries, God's Word has stood as the plumb line for determining if one's life is straight and true. Weekdays at 2:30 p.m. on The Truth, 91.7 and 91.9 FM, we'll examine what the plumb line of God's Word has to say about the vast number of issues swelling